Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin series. The birds are singing, the sun is shining, sailboats make lazy circles on the lake. It's a perfect Berlin summer day at number 56 am Großen Wannsee. Except that in this villa, a group of Nazi officials met to coordinate and plan what they called the final solution.
In a way, it's almost more chilling than going to the concentration camps, you know, although that may sound an odd thing to say, because it was here where, you know, a group of 15 men sat on a day in 1942 and decided to eliminate the Jews of Europe. And they did it in an almost bureaucratic discussion that somehow coming to this rather beautiful house in this rather beautiful setting and thinking about that decision being taken there, you know, is almost, I might say, the ultimate act of dark tourism.
This is writer Colin Philpott. I'm at the House of the Wannsee Conference for a symposium about dark tourism. Professor John Lennon, who teaches in Glasgow, is an expert on the concept. In fact, he coined the term.
It's the attraction of sites which represent man's inhumanity to his fellow man. They're places that show the worst side of us as humans. They continue to pull visitors and tourists in.
Germany is full of such sites. And so the historians and museum curators attending the symposium discussed questions like, what do you do when neo-Nazis show up to former Nazi military training sites like Vogelsang? What should the newly designed museum replacing Hitler's Berghof at Obersalzbrücke actually look like? Do you let these sites crumble or open a museum to tell a more complete story? When it comes to dark tourism, these are real, practical questions. And Germany is leading the way with thoughtful and complete answers, says Lennon.
And I think Germany particularly must be seen as an exemplar in its approach to its past, which is transparent and open, focuses on documentation and proof.
Nuremberg poses an especially interesting dilemma about how to handle the reuse of these spaces. Philpott's latest book, The Relics of the Reich, demonstrates that many of these sites are still in use, making the question of public history and dark tourism even more complicated.
One of the, to me, most bizarre things that happened in the Nuremberg rally grounds was that Billy Graham, the American evangelist, held some sort of rally there in the 1960s, which seems bizarre. You know, I think it's partly because they never quite know what to do with it.
Judging from the assembled experts, it's still difficult to plan for the future of these sites.
Ironically, of course, Albert Speer, who, of course, conceived and designed many of these buildings, you know, famously talked about this idea of ruin theory, and the idea that these things would then crumble with, you know, with dignity. And of course, that debate is now actually live and real in Nuremberg, where they've got to decide whether to spend about 70 million euros to stop the thing from falling down. It's fascinating.
For NPR Berlin, I'm Lily Kelting.